In an age where information moves faster than we can scroll, it's easy to miss lots of amazing stories that remind us just how much good is happening around the world. For example, have you heard about how New Zealand has been working tirelessly to save its ecosystems and endangered animals? Or what about the fact that Harvard has decided to make tuition completely free for thousands of students? From breakthroughs in Alzheimer's prevention and cancer detection to an inspiring story about a single man who changed the lives of dozens of homeless people, we're shedding light on the most uplifting news out there. Welcome to Good News. I'm your host, Regis, and these are 10 good news stories that will hopefully bring a smile to your face. Our first topic of the day takes us on a trip to South Africa, where the African penguin has been steadily marching towards extinction for decades. In the early 1900s, it was believed that there were over a million breeding pairs of these guys. But today, due to food scarcity, climate change, predators, and pollution, fewer than 10,000 remain, putting them on the red list of threatened species of the IUCN. At this rate, experts fear that there won't be enough penguins left in the wild to sustain the species by 2035. But in March of this year, conservationists were finally able to reach a 10-year agreement with the local fishing industry that could change everything. After years of heated debate, no fishing zones have been established around the penguin colonies on Robben Island and Bird Island, with more limitations being introduced around four other colonies. That means that sardine and anchovy fishing, the birds' main food sources, will now be banned within 20 kilometers of key nesting sites. While the African penguin continues to battle adversity, this agreement is a source of hope, one that could help ensure that these magnificent birds remain a part of our world for many years to come. Speaking of endangered species, New Zealand has also been doing its best in this field, teaming up with the indigenous Maori people in an attempt to save one of their rarest native birds, the kakariki karaka. You might have heard of the Maori thanks to a recent protest in the New Zealand Parliament that went viral on social media, where lawmakers performed their traditional dance, the haka, a powerful symbol of their strength and unity. That same resilience is shared by the species that they're now trying to save. Endangered species like the kakariki karaka rarely get a second chance, but this isn't the first time that these birds have defied the odds. Also known as Malherbe's parakeet, these little birds have already been declared extinct twice before, once in 1919 and again in 1965. But against all expectations, they were rediscovered in the 1980s. But what was once a common bird all across New Zealand is now considered the rarest mainland bird in the country, with only 450 left in the wild. But thanks to recent conservation efforts, 34 captive-raised parakeets have just been released on Anchor Island in Fiordland National Park, a predator-free sanctuary, where they'll have the chance to rebuild their population. To guarantee their safety, conservationists have set traps and monitoring devices to detect predators, and each bird was color-banded for identification. 9 females were even fitted with radio transmitters to track their movements and breeding success. For the Maori, this is a deeply significant victory, since they consider the kakariki karaka a treasured species, its cultural and spiritual importance even being recognized in their legislation. The goal here is to restore the Malherbe's parakeet population by expanding their knowledge on what precisely is causing the decline of the species. If these efforts succeed, future generations may no longer need to search for these birds in conservation programs. Instead, they might simply look up and see them flying over their heads or resting in the trees where they naturally belong. To wrap up our section on endangered animals, how about one of the cutest and most elusive tiny wildcats on the planet? Meet the rusty spotted cat, a feline so rare and secretive that scientists have struggled to document it in the wild. But thanks to a camera trap in West Bengal, India, Heal managed to capture a clear image of this tiny predator in one of its previously unknown natural habitats. How tiny are we talking about? Well, for reference, the average wildcat, depending on its gender, is anywhere from around 82 to 90 centimeters long, weighing between 9 and 10 kilograms. This wildcat weighs between 800 grams and 1.6 kilograms, measuring between 35 and 48 centimeters from its whiskers to the tip of its fluffy tail. That makes it the smallest wildcat in the world, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. Rusty spotted cats are found only in three countries: India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka, with India providing the largest portion of their habitat. But very little is known about these animals' behavior in the wild. Captive ones are mostly nocturnal, but they're also briefly active during the day. This sighting in West Bengal is significant because it expands the known range of this species in the country, being previously recorded in Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh. For such a tiny cat, this discovery is a huge win, bringing us one step closer to understanding and protecting one of the world's most mysterious wildcats. Just don't go petting one. They're actually extremely deadly. On to the medical world. Over in the United Kingdom, the National Health Service is achieving major breakthroughs when it comes to multiple sclerosis treatment. For over 150,000 people in the UK, MS is a daily struggle. This neurological condition affects the brain and the spinal cord, causing pain, fatigue, cognitive difficulties, and mobility loss, severely reducing an individual's quality of life. Until recently, patients with MS had to rely on regular in-person care to manage their symptoms. But that's beginning to change. For the first time in Europe, a tablet treatment is being made widely available for patients to take at home. Its name is cladribine, and until now, it was only available for the most severe cases. With the latest approval from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, however, thousands more can now access it. And the best part? It only requires 20 total days of treatment, spread over 4 years, a much more convenient alternative when compared to most other MS therapies. The results so far have been nothing short of incredible, with studies showing that 8 out of 10 patients experienced zero relapses. It's also great news for patients looking to start a family, since it's safe to get pregnant 6 months after the treatment ends, making it a lot less restrictive than other options. And beyond helping patients, this might also alleviate the already overworked NHS. By reducing the patient's hospital visits, British clinicians can dedicate more time and attention to other cases, boosting NHS productivity, staff's well-being, and patient care as a whole. This development is great news, as it means more freedom for patients, a more efficient healthcare system, and a real step forward when it comes to MS treatment. But that's not the only breakthrough in the medical field. Cancer detection has also seen a major improvement recently. Do you remember our video on the biggest technological innovations of 2024? In that one, we covered how AI has become an amazing tool for doctors. But now, scientists have taken it even further, developing an AI model that achieves a nearly 100% accuracy rate for endometrial cancer detection. The model was developed by an international team of researchers, a tool designed to analyze and enhance microscopic images of cells and tissue to detect early cancer stages that often go unnoticed by the human eye. And the results? An incredible 99.26% accuracy rate. To put that into perspective, traditional human methods range between 79 and 81% accuracy. This kind of precision could literally be the difference between life and death. By spotting cancer earlier, doctors can intervene sooner, leading to higher survival rates and better patient outcomes. Even better, researchers believe this AI can be adapted to detect other types of cancers, potentially revolutionizing diagnosis across multiple fields of medicine. Many of you have expressed very valid concerns regarding AI in the comments of our videos, and the team behind this model understands this too. They've emphasized that this AI is designed to assist doctors, not replace them. Ethical debates around artificial intelligence are crucial, and they should continue. But one thing is undeniable. This technology could potentially save a lot of lives. Speaking of life-saving innovations, a discontinued Swiss drug might be the answer we've been looking for to help prevent Alzheimer's disease. More than 6 million Americans at the age of 65 and older live with Alzheimer's, and for many, there's no way to stop it once symptoms start. But what if we could delay the symptoms and give those at risk more time? That's exactly what a study led by Washington University is working to achieve. 22 individuals with inherited Alzheimer's genes received a drug called gantenerumab, while the remaining subjects in the trial took another drug or placebo for comparison. The results? Their risk of developing early Alzheimer's dropped from 100% to 50%. While a 50-50 chance of getting Alzheimer's might not sound like an ultimate victory, for those who were destined to develop the disease no matter what, it's a fighting chance at the very least, one they didn't have before. Now, extended trials are testing lecanemab, a newer FDA-approved treatment designed to slow the disease's progression for those already showing symptoms. What this study proves is that Alzheimer's can at least be delayed. And for those guaranteed to develop symptoms, that could mean that they'll get to enjoy a few more healthy years with the people they love. Now, let's head back to campus for this next one, since education is about to become a lot more affordable. Getting into Harvard University is tough enough, but the real challenge for many students who make the cut is being able to afford it. Well, that is about to change. Starting next year, Harvard will offer free tuition to any family that makes less than $200,000 per year. And for those making under $100,000, the university will cover everything. We're talking tuition, housing, food, health insurance, even travel costs. This is pretty incredible, since tuition alone is around $56,650 per year. And when you factor in housing and other essentials, that number increases to over $82,850 every year. Thanks to this initiative, however, 86% of United States families will qualify for free tuition. For countless students, it means the difference between attending their dream school or giving up entirely. Harvard has shaped leaders for centuries, and now, gifted students from lower-income backgrounds can get the education they deserve without the fear of lifelong debt. Changes like these, big or small, remind us that the world is moving in the right direction, despite everything else going on. And if you enjoy stories like these, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. We'd really appreciate it, and it helps us to make more videos just like this. While Harvard is revolutionizing access to education, a millionaire in Canada is doing the same for housing. Meet Marcel Lebrun, a tech entrepreneur and former CEO who sold his company back in 2011. But instead of spending his fortune on yachts and private islands, he decided to give back by building 99 tiny homes for his homeless neighbors in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
And really, what we're doing here isn't just building a little community, but we're building community in our city. Like, how do we help our city be better?
Grateful for the opportunities life has given him, Lebrun felt a responsibility to give back. That's how 12 Neighbors was born. A community that focuses on a lot more than just housing. He didn't just donate money, he put in the work, traveling across the United States, Canada, and even Ghana to study solutions that actually work. The answer? Communities that provide stability, dignity, and support while still respecting people's independence. Residents of 12 Neighbors have access to substance abuse recovery, counseling, employment opportunities, healthcare services, and much more.
I remember 30 years ago that the government promised homelessness was going to end in 10 years. Well, here we are 30 years later, and Marcel here has done more than the government has, you know. He's done it in a year.
Each 22-square-meter house includes a living room that doubles as a bedroom, a fully equipped kitchen, and a three-piece bathroom. They even have solar panels and front porches where people can gather to socialize. And as if that wasn't enough, Lebrun also built a social enterprise center at the heart of the village, complete with a cafe, retail shops, workshops, and community gardens, all designed to help residents not just survive, but thrive. Unlike most housing programs, here, rent is based on income, meaning that residents will pay just 30% of what they earn, with internet and utilities already included. Thanks to one man's vision, dozens of people are now off the streets, in a warm home, and on a path to a better future. While Lebrun works to provide shelter for those in need, scientists may have discovered huge reserves of naturally occurring hydrogen gas trapped beneath the mountain ranges of our planet. If confirmed, this could mean access to a massive untapped source of clean energy, one that's been forming beneath our feet for millions of years. Hydrogen in general is already considered one of the best clean energy alternatives. The problem is that producing hydrogen artificially is expensive and often releases greenhouse gases, which kind of defeats the purpose. So finding large natural reserves would be a major step forward for clean energy technology. Researchers are already planning to search for hydrogen in the Pyrenees, the European Alps, and the Balkans. And while we don't yet know exactly how much hydrogen is hidden away, previous research in the Pyrenees suggests that it could be enough to power 500,000 people annually. There's still a long way to go, but experts are extremely optimistic about it. If all goes according to plan, we could be witnessing the birth of a new natural hydrogen industry. For our final story, we're returning once again to New Zealand, where nature is getting a second chance. In its most ambitious restoration effort yet, the country is set to rewild three of its major islands, helping to reverse centuries of environmental damage. This initiative is part of the Island Ocean Connection Challenge, or IOCC for short. It's a global movement dedicated to restoring 40 critical ecosystems by 2030. By adding Auckland Island, Stewart Island, and Chatham Island, New Zealand is taking a giant step when it comes to reversing centuries of environmental damage. Auckland Island alone hosts over 500 native species, including the endangered Gibson's albatross, New Zealand sea lion, and the yellow-eyed penguin. But invasive animals like mice and feral cats have already driven 32 native birds to extinction. Stewart Island, as the third largest island in New Zealand, will be cleared as well, with plans made to repopulate it with endangered species like the owl parrot. Chatham Island also faces similar issues, with over 300 at-risk plant and animal species, and it's currently overrun by invasive species, causing a lot of damage to its ecosystem. To achieve all of this, the initiative has enlisted specialists who will spend years carefully sweeping these islands, using conservation dogs, camera monitoring networks, tracking tunnels, and traps, all to ensure that one day these islands are completely pest-free. The New Zealand government has already invested $54 million of the $202 million needed for the project, while the New Zealand Nature Fund continues its fundraising efforts to cover the rest. With each island restored, New Zealand moves closer to reclaiming its natural heritage, proving that nothing is lost forever. And that's a wrap on today's good news. We hope these stories of kindness and hope were enough to make you smile. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the negativity of daily news, but moments like these remind us that science is advancing, people are making a difference, and change is possible. Which of our stories today inspired you the most? Let us know your thoughts in the comments down below. And as always, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.